Well, five words that found themselves into the headlines in 2018. Are you ready for them? You'll be familiar words. Number one, Brexit. Knives. Plastic. Novichok. And drones. So what's your gut reaction? Not exactly. So what's your reaction to this? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Says the angel, good news of great joy for all the people. And those to whom that news was first announced certainly thought it was good news, because they say, let's go over to Bethlehem, see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste. They were in a hurry. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. And like the lighting of a chain of beacons, that good news has travelled down the centuries across the world and has come to us in our hearing this morning. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So what's so good about this good news? Well, it's Christmas morning. The turkey's in the oven. Keep it short, Vicar. So it will be short, very short. So here's the irreducible minimum of the Christmas story. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, the God of light and life and love. In the beginning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a universe of light and life and love. And God made the world, and he made one creature in particular, humankind, to share his light and life and love, and to give God pleasure. So think of it, a world of light and life and love. But we know the world is not like that. We've turned away from God. We've walked out on our Maker. And when you walk out on the light, there is only darkness. And when you walk out on life, there is only death. And when you walk out on love, there is only disconnection. Darkness, death, disconnection. That's the world we live in. That's the people we've become. So what did God do? What does love do when it sees the beloved in such a mess? Does it walk on by? No, it comes to the rescue. So Jesus is love come down. Jesus is God coming to the rescue. And that's why, for example, in John's Gospel, we hear this language. John in his Gospel speaks of light. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Light! And John's Gospel speaks of life. Truly, truly, says Jesus, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. And John's Gospel speaks of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus coming into the world is light, life, love. That Bethlehem night, the angel was just the messenger. God loved the world so much that he came in person, the person of his Son. The Word became flesh. He came in person so he could save the world in person. That's the Christmas story. It's about God stepping into our world of darkness, death, and disconnection, stepping into our world to save it. That's why the angel says this: "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And we sang, didn't we? "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." And with our traditional Christmas, we kind of get that, don't we? Christmas is a celebration of light and life and love. It's a festival of giving. And yet maybe we don't always join the dots to see what it's really about. Okay, so God comes into the world. He comes into the world to save the world. He comes into the world to save us. But how does he do it? Well, the baby is laid in a manger, Jesus by name, that baby grows up. And after 33 years of the light shining in the darkness, of a life that could even raise the dead, of a love that is surpassingly wonderful, Jesus is nailed to a cross. The world kicked back. And to all appearances, the light was overcome by the darkness. And the life was put to death. And the love was hated. Because it's what we do when we're let loose on God. So was that it? No, it was all part of the plan. Because Jesus goes to a cross to die a criminal's death. He dies on charges of which he is innocent, charges of which those around him are guilty. And that's the point. Because he dies for the crimes of others. He dies the punishing death for sin that we deserve to die. Jesus takes the blame. If you like, he takes my darkness on himself. He takes my disconnection on himself. The death I deserve, he takes on himself. And he plunges it all into the hell that it deserves. And he pays the price that God's justice demands. And then on the third day, at the breaking of the dawn, at the coming of the light, he rises from the dead to light and life and love. And he says to a guilty world, and on this Christmas morning, he says to you and to me, "Do you in darkness want my light? Do you in death want my life? Do you in disconnection want my love?" Well, says Jesus, "It's freely offered to you this day if you come to me, if you bow the knee." There's an old children's chorus, goes like this: "There's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus." I'm not talking about religious conversion. We're talking about something much bigger. We're talking about light and life and love. That's the good news which the angel brought. Now, what if Jesus had never come? What if there was no Jesus born in Bethlehem? Well, there'd be no Bethlehem, no manger, no shepherds, no angels, no wise men, no carols, no Christmas dinner, no Christmas tree, no mince pies, no Christmas pudding, no Muppet Christmas carol. But is that all? No cross, no empty tomb, no peace with God, no forgiveness of sins, no promise of heaven, no light, no life, no love, only Brexit, knives, plastic, Novichok, drones. If Jesus had never come, no wonder the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, including us this morning. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord."